You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
With the 2023 general election on the horizon, Ōtautahi illustrator and designer Maya Templer has put together a set of Magic the Gathering-esque trading cards comparing and contrasting the candidates of the 2023 election. The game has 45 cards of local MPs running in the upcoming election, alongside cards about the policies and a few tributes to Aotearoa's weirdest political history. The game can indeed be played like a classic trading card game, but it's still meant to be relatively informative in an effort to help upcoming voters learn more about who they could be electing. I had a chat with Maya about the card game and how it all came together.
Kia ora, my name's Maya Templer. I'm a designer based in Ōtautahi, and I've made a card game that teaches you about who you can vote for in the upcoming election. It's called Meet the Candidates, and it's based on Magic the Gathering.
So where did the original idea for this card game come from?
I believe I thought of it last election, but it was a little bit too late. When this cycle came around, I was like, oh, okay, cool, I can finally work on this project. And I started it in about April. I thought Magic was a good card game to be inspired by because it's like the most popular game in the world. And I've taken the top 10 MPs from 5 of the major political parties. So instead of creatures, you have candidates. Instead of landscapes, you have policy cards. And instead of spells, you have political powers.
Were you familiar with Magic the Gathering before working on this?
Not really. I played a lot of card games and board games I really love playing, but I got my boyfriend, who was a teenage Magic player, to teach me how to play, like, while I was working on the cards.
How did it kind of, like, come together? So you worked on both the text for the cards and the illustrations. I guess to start, how were you kind of going about describing all the candidates?
I've illustrated all the cards. So each card has like a picture of the candidate, and then the research side was pretty full on. I watched each politician's maiden speeches if they were in Parliament already, which was really interesting because it gives you sort of an idea of why they're there and how they got there. And then I went and read their bios on the political websites. Some of them have Wikipedia pages, and then going through all the articles that are written about them from the last year or two was super useful for sort of working out what they've done and why they're in politics in the first place and how they got there.
And how did that work for, like you mentioned, the political policy cards and the sort of like, did you say the political power cards as well?
The political power cards are sort of a little bit more lighthearted and fun. So they're sort of funny moments in political history. Like we have the flag referendum with the laser kiwi flag design. And then there's like Julianne Jenta cycling to the hospital while she's like in labour about to give birth. Like, it's pretty iconic. And then there's like the card I think people react to the most is the Great Dildo Slap, which is when Stephen Joyce was struck across the face with a dildo a few years ago.
That's the image that I had in mind of iconic moments in New Zealand politics.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the most notable, the hilarious too.
Yeah, and then I guess like, how have you translated this into a card game? Is it just kind of like copy and pasting the dynamics from Magic over to this, or was there sort of some more nuances that you had to work through for the subject matter?
I think originally I wanted to have it as close to Magic as possible, but as I went on, I worked out that it doesn't quite work the same because you have 45 candidate cards, so the amount of like characters in the game is quite high. So when we play it, you have two draw piles that everybody or the two players share. So you have one for power cards and policy cards, which policy cards you'd use to like summon your candidates, and then a separate pile for drawing candidates. So there's a little bit of strategy and sort of which pile you choose to draw from each turn.
Which MP's card do you think was the most fun to work on for this, for the individual politicians' cards?
I think they all have a special place in my heart because they're all so different. I really like some of my drawings. I'm really proud of, like, I think the ACT Party candidate, Mark Cameron, he's, like, in his camo. He's, like, all suntan from working on the farm. And I think his card's really funny. And I think I went pretty far with Christopher Luxon. He, like, vaguely resembles an egg. Which I know a few people have been like, wow, you really were pretty scathing with that one. But then I tried to balance it by making Hipkins look like Archie from like the Riverdale Archie comics. So yeah, hopefully people don't get, they are caricatures at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a similar level of like taking the piss across the board. And I mean, in that case, how do you kind of go about trying to not make this card game too biased and kind of keeping it generally objective so it can remain informative?
That was something I was pretty concerned about. I had like put them up for feedback on a group I'm in on Facebook that's like filled with people who are quite politically engaged, and they were like, this is propaganda for the left and all this stuff. So I was like, you're not wrong. Like, I need to go through, and I put a open call for feedback out, and I got some right voting people to go through them and give me feedback, which I was super grateful for, and that allowed me to edit them. And then I've also been through them with a journalist who sort of edited my tone a little bit and helped me to balance it. I do have a disclaimer that they do have a slight left-leaning, but I think it's important to acknowledge that, but then not, I don't think any political messaging is ever going to be completely unbiased at the same time.
Yeah, and I think kind of making that clear immediately, even in the like shop page, I think that you say, hey, this is like a slight left-lean, but I've tried my best to go between, and that's really all that you can ask for.
Yeah, and people can go and read every card before they buy them. Like, they can have a look and see if they feel comfortable playing the game, or they feel like they're not fair enough, and that's up to them.
Yeah, so I guess we're currently about, what, I'm quickly checking my phone, about a little over a month until the election. So when are these cards going to be available to play and pick up?
So the pre-order is open at the moment, so you can go onto my website, mktemplar.com, or search MK Meet the Candidates, and it should come up. I aim to have those out by the 25th of September, and then within that time get a free online version up so people can play it on the computer if you don't have the finances to afford to pay for a physical deck.
That was Maya Templer chatting about her card game, Meet the Candidates. As she said, you can grab that on her website at mktemplar.com.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.